You may have noticed that even before Halloween, there were Christmas trees on display in the stores. Early this fall, the Hallmark Channel started airing Christmas movies. And to my great surprise and perhaps dismay, the radio station I sometimes listen to while driving started playing Christmas carols 2 Sundays before Thanksgiving. But you see, in the church, we're not yet ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Advent is this season for us of anticipation and expectation and longing. While we live in the here and now, we look forward with longing to the not yet. We observe with sadness and dismay the imperfect world of today. We lean into the vision God offers us of the perfect peace and harmony we are told is to come. And so our Advent readings every year include words from the prophets, those in Israel's history who tuned their ears to hear God's word, their eyes to see God's vision, their hearts to feel God's deepest desire for the earth and for its people. And to a world in despair, those prophets spoke words of hope. Now, hope can take many forms. Hope can be an empty box. Hope is looking for the light even when it's completely dark. Hope is believing in good when everything around you feels bad. Dystopian literature, while it is in fact fiction, often highlights social or political structures that are out of step with a moral code. And frequently, the stories and their protagonists strive for light and for good and to give hope. Hope, said President Snow in the dystopian film The Hunger Games, hope is the only thing stronger than fear. Snow, a tyrant bent on maintaining the status quo at all costs, could allow his people a little hope, but not enough hope to be dangerous. He knew what another dystopian fiction hero, Jyn Erso, voices in another film, Rogue One: rebellions are built on hope. The prophet Jeremiah, despite his dire predictions, held on to hope. Jeremiah lived through the reigns of five of Judah's kings, about 600 years before the birth of Jesus. As the authors of Israel's history put it, there were good kings and there were bad kings. Jeremiah lived through some of the worst. When he was born, the northern kingdom of Israel had already been captured by the Assyrian army. Babylon was threatening the southern kingdom of Judah. In his lifetime, Jerusalem was conquered, its temple destroyed, its people either murdered or enslaved. And Jeremiah saw that conquest as God's people facing the consequences of straying from just and right pathways, from God's moral code. But he also believed fervently that God, who loved the people, would restore them and renew the covenant with them. Jesus told his generation to watch for signs of change, when God will restore the world to a just and righteous path. Jeremiah viewed the political and social upheaval in his world as exactly that, a sign that God was at work and preparing the way to bring about a better future, even though the process would feel uncomfortable and dramatic and move painfully slowly. Perhaps his friends and family thought him foolish, but Jeremiah saw even the fall of the beloved city of Jerusalem and its temple as a sign of hope. And so Jeremiah bought land and had the deed witnessed and buried in a clay jar to preserve it. He staked his claim, as it were, because he expected that after the exile, after the conquest, he would come back home again. He anticipated that he would reclaim this land, that his countrymen would do the same. In the face of utter devastation, of a seeming dystopian reality, Jeremiah rebelled by hoping. foolishly, completely, rebelliously Jeremiah hoped. Our nation today does not face the same military threat the Babylonians presented, but we do face circumstances that devastate our hope and rob us of our peace and joy. COVID-19 continues to ravage our nation. To date, more than 775,000 U.S. citizens have died from the disease. Nearly 50 million people have been infected with it, and yet debates continue to rage in both public and private spheres over the use of masks and the effectiveness of vaccines, and we grow increasingly weary and numb to all of it. Two prominent trials held headlines this week. Three white men were found guilty of murdering a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, in Brunswick, Georgia, while white teenager Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of charges after an altercation at a Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded a third. In recent years, complaints about racism and sexism in the workplace, in the justice system, in every level of society have laid bare systemic inequities. And nearly one in seven children in our nation lives in poverty, struggling daily with the very real demons of hunger and homelessness, and 71% of those kids are persons of color. Do we have it in us to hope? Do we have it in us to hope foolishly, completely, rebelliously? Heidi Newmark is the pastor of Transfiguration Lutheran Church in South Bronx, and she's the author of Breathing Space. About this Advent season in the church, she writes, "Probably the reason I love Advent so much is that it is a reflection of how I feel most of the time. I might not feel sorry during Lent when the liturgical calendar begs repentance. I might not feel victorious even though it's Easter morning. I might not feel full of the Spirit even though it is Pentecost. But during Advent, I am always in sync with the season. Advent unfailingly embraces and comprehends my reality. And what is that reality? I think of the Spanish word anhelo, longing. Advent is when the church can no longer contain its unfulfilled desire, and the cry of Anello breaks forth. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come, Emmanuel." Despite the devastation around him, Jeremiah believed in the God of hope, and he longed for God's promises to be fulfilled. Like the author of Psalm 25, Jeremiah put his trust in the God who exhibits steadfast love and faithfulness and mercy. That is the God Jeremiah looked to for salvation. That's where Jeremiah looked for hope in the face of despair. So come on, friends, come and be rebels with me and with Jeremiah in this Advent season. Hope foolishly. Stake your claim in the restoration and the renewal you put your faith in. Hope completely in ways that help others to see and to believe along with you. Hope rebelliously and see how the light will dawn and God's justice and God's righteousness will break forth in your life for the sake of the world. Amen.